Welcome to Awakening Matters with your host, Cynthia Sloan. This show is all about illuminating the very real truth. We all have gifts to offer and are born with them. With that said, I'm honored to welcome my very special guest this evening, Elizabeth Roberts, to share her story and to illuminate us all. Before we get to know her, I wanted to share that one of my former show guests, very special guest as well, was her daughter, Laura Alves. And she is I was given tremendous opportunity to work with her and really witness her connection to her shamanic healing. And it was an amazing experience. I definitely was able to, because I see visually beings on the other side, I was able to see the huge amount of ancestors, grandmothers, grandfathers in the animal kingdom, and so on, that showed up to work with her. And she was really able to help the situation that I was dealing with in my life at the time. So I really invite you all to connect with her. And if you want to reach her, her phone number is 503-289-2819. And the reason I'm bringing her name up is I am honored to have her mother on the show tonight, which I mentioned is Elizabeth Roberts. She is a past life regressionist, as well as offering life between life spiritual journeys, as well as many other areas. So I don't want to take up any more time because I'm very excited to hear all the little details and more about this really incredible human being that graces my presence and the presence of Mother Earth and all that is. With her being, she's just an incredible manifestation of love and authenticity and light and truth and beauty. So with no further ado, Elizabeth, please share with us your life story.
It's kind of hard to follow that act, Cynthia. And I truly am blessed. I do have an absolutely wonderful, fantastic, beautiful daughter and then an absolutely wonderful, fantastic friend in you. And my life is very, very blessed. I thought I'd just start off letting your audience just kind of know a little bit about my background to see where I came from. And I grew up in a traditional Christian household. In fact, I was the daughter of a minister, and I was lucky in many, many ways. My parents were well-educated, and they truly believed in education, so I was fortunate to also receive a really good education. And then I married and taught school and had two children, one of which is Laura. And because I was originally married to a naval officer, I was able to move all over the country, and that is one of the best educations you can possibly have. Mm-hmm. You know, as you travel around and you meet all the different, many, many different people, and you're exposed to many, many different ways of life, and a number of those years were in California. So I also began at that time to explore my own spirituality. Had always kind of known that there was were many paths to the one, and but this gave me a chance to be exposed to many, many different ways of thinking. And, of course, in the meantime, I was reading everything I could get my hands on, as many of us do as we begin to grow spiritually. I then was divorced and remarried and ended up living in North Carolina, went back to school and became a psychologist, and pretty much thought I was living a complete life, so to speak, very busy and complete life, wife and mother and so forth. But what I discovered was that really the best part of my spiritual life was still yet to come.
Mm. Interesting. Well, my gosh, what you've shared so far sounds like a very full life. In fact, it sounds like lifetimes within lifetimes to many of us. And to those that are listening, you know, the history of being brought up as the daughter of a minister, my gosh, it already sounds like in what you've revealed that you were already thinking outside let's just say you were already investigating your own truth and feeling it. So where did it lead to? So you were sharing that the best had yet to come, so to speak. How did you come upon that? Was it just a feeling, and what was yet to come?
Well, you know, as each of us explore our own spiritual paths, we kind of begin to have these awakening moments. And you, beautiful Cynthia, I have to give much credit to helping along that path, because I was living in North Carolina, but I had a daughter that lived here in the Northwest and three beautiful grandchildren. So every summer, we, of course, would come out to visit our family. And traditionally, for me, once I learned about you and your wonderful, wonderful connection to spirit and your beautiful abilities, one of the highlights of my trip was always to come to you and to get a reading. Mm-hmm. And this was my chance to kind of begin to learn to really understand my guides, my angels. You helped them become real for me, and all the other beautiful spiritual beings that we each have around us. You brought much reality to me and taught me how to begin to sort of contact my own, you know, guides and angels. And then I began to seek their guidance in my own way. And as I did that, then my spiritual pathway started to become clear. And I began to discover, which I've since learned so much about, but that we do come into this lifetime with contracts and with things that to have a fulfilled life, or, you know, areas that we need to pursue.
So you talked about coming into this life with contracts, and let me just stop and say thank you so much for even including me in your body of work of who you are and returning to yourself full circle. You know, spirits, I'm honored to work with you and to have spirits reveal to you what already lived within you and the spirit family that already gathered around you. I was just as honored to meet them and then to introduce them to you through and in their own words. So that was really something I have to say I look forward to all the time as well. When you came to town, was the opportunity to see you and to talk to your family of angels. So thank you in return.
It was very exciting, wasn't it?
It was. It was and still is.
Well, that's fine. It still is. That's true.
Yes. And so with that said, so you talked about coming into this life with contracts. We're talking about soul contracts, I believe. And so when we started the show, I mentioned that you moved into, or that you were past life regressionist, and you also do life between life spiritual journeys. Do you want to explain those two?
Sure. My first step was to study past life regression, and I was just very fortunate because I began to know that that's what I needed to do, but I had no idea how to do that. And in fact, in one of our readings, my guides and angels through you told me how to pursue finding a teacher, and I did find an absolutely beautiful, beautiful teacher who, by the way, just recently passed, and what a joy for the other side. We'll miss him here, but how beautiful to have him on the other side. Past life regressions, we all have lived many, many lives, and through a past life regression, which is a total state of relaxation, which many people call hypnosis, although there's a lot of misunderstanding around that word because of what we see on television and movies and, you know, that, or we even go to Las Vegas or whatever and see the entertainers on the stage who do it. But in a past life regression, it's just a very, very deep state of relaxation, deep enough that I, as the guide, privileged to be the guide, am then able to help the individual find their way to that lifetime. And the soul is always, what's so interesting is that the soul is always in control. And so although I'm the guide, I always joke and say, well, you know, I'm off the hook because you will go. You will go where you're supposed to go, you know, and no guarantees, but this, so it's a real privilege to do that type of work because you're working with the subconscious and that person's actually working with their soul, and the soul will pick a lifetime, either that they randomly pick that they feel there's a lesson you need to learn, or in many cases, they will go to a lifetime where there's a healing to be done, whether it's a forgiveness or whether it's even discovering that during a certain lifetime I injured my back when I was 32, and by golly, in this lifetime I started having back problems at 32, and you can work through a past life regression, you can actually work through some healing. So it's a beautiful process.
Oh, that's beautiful. Let me just interject here that working with you, just knowing you and not having the luxury of working with you yet, but just knowing of your work and knowing also those who have worked with you, the opportunity to talk to Elizabeth, to work with her, is really not unlike the opportunity to talk with, I'm going to say, a manifested guide or angel in the physical form, because she is so heart-based, and you are so love-based, and so open, and as vast as we all are, but fully present for it, that you really leave room for whoever you're working with to feel safe, to feel secure, to trust, and to really be able to flow with their own journey through your voice and your guidance and helping them to understand that better, to a complete place of completion. And so I want to stop here and just say, if you want to touch this, you have the opportunity to touch the soul through conversation or through an email and really feel the divine essence that dwells within her every day, because it is her in the most authentic way. You can reach her via email at Soul Journeys, SOULJOURNEYS, at hotmail.com. Once again, souljourneys@hotmail.com. Or you can reach her by phone at 503-547-3812, 503-547-3812. And so as we continue to hear about what you are offering others, I remind others who are listening that wherever you are in your walk of life, that Elizabeth will have something to offer you, and I encourage you to reach out and connect and know that I've seen this woman speak in and immediately know that the most divine spirit is speaking with her and through her. Elizabeth, go on, please, and share, if you would, about Life Between Life, your spiritual journeys as well.
I will, and I'm truly humbled by your words, Cynthia. I feel that I'm a conduit, is what I really am, for the divine energy, and I'm just very, very privileged and very grateful that I'm allowed to do this work, because it is such a thrill to work with people. And, you know, I think that we all really, bottom line, love is all there is, and we're here to help each other. And that's kind of my philosophy in life, you know. But to go on, that then led to studying with one of the students of Michael Newton, who has written a number of books, Soul Journeys and Destiny of the Soul and so forth, on life between life spiritual journeys. And I was really blessed to have another beautiful mentor teacher whom I learned all of that from. And that's a really, really wonderful adventure, almost, because through a life between life journey, you end up going to where what we call home or the other side or heaven. People have different terms for it. And there, through the same sort, although a little bit deeper relaxation even than the past life regressions, you're able to actually go to the other side and meet your guides and your angels and your council and your soul group and all those beautiful things, and find out why you've made certain contracts and picked your body. I sometimes look at mine and think, couldn't I have done a little better? You know? Why did I struggle with weight all my life, you know? Why did I pick that? But we do. We actually pick those things. And so that journey is very, very exciting because you also learn the leisure things you do on the other side. It's best as I can say, it is a spiritual journey, but it is also an adventure, a just absolutely beautiful adventure. And, of course, along the way, then, I learned many other ways to take people on spiritual adventures and journeys. Some people want to just journey to their higher self or, you know, when they're ready to do those kinds of things. So it opens many doorways to being able to discover many things about yourself and many things about the other side. And once you have truly been there and made these discoveries, death is no longer frightening to you. It's just another step. You know, you truly mm-hmm. learn that your soul is eternal, and you're just going to journey on, and you're going to go back over there where it's absolutely beautiful. And then when you decide you're going to take on this difficult journey on Earth, you come back again. Because this mm-hmm. is the true, you know, this is the testing ground right here.
So when you're, let me ask you, so when you're sitting with somebody who's come to you for assistance, I want to make it clear to people that how you work is you don't tell them what to do, per se, but you actually guide them, and they inform you of what they're maybe seeing or feeling, and then you journey with them. Is that correct?
Right. Yes, mm-hmm. I'm just sitting right by them, and I just simply guide them through it. I always mm-hmm. have it on. Now I'm learning to use, actually, to put it on a CD instead of the old tape. But I, because people look at me like, tape, what am I going to do with this, you know? So I actually went out and got a little digital recorder now and actually put it that way. But, yes, I'm just strictly the guide. And it is interesting, Cynthia, because if there is anything that the soul does not want you to do, go to, understand, or hear about it, you won't. The mm-hmm. the soul will just come in, and you will not be given that information if it's not right for you at the time. And that's, I think that's one of the most beautiful things about this. There is no way for harm because your soul knows you and your mm-hmm. higher self and knows you so completely that you are not going to get the answers to nor be exposed to anything that's not right for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I just,
so what you're basically saying is, in a translation or of such, is whatever comes up, you, the conscious being, is, and the soul being have given permission for that experience.
Exactly.
You're basically ready for that experience if it comes up.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. I've had people blocked before. Mm-hmm. It's not often, but they, mm-hmm. but there's always a good reason. And I mean,
right.
I will actually talk to, I remember a gal that went to the other side, and there was this like this sage-like being, and he said, no, she's not going any further. And mm-hmm. So I wanted to know why. Well, in this particular case, we did get further, but he was trying to teach her a life lesson that she was always too impatient about everything in life. So he just blocked our session so that she, you know, would have that understanding that, you know, that she was going to have to wait. She was going to have to be patient whether she liked it or not. But
oh, interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting the things that come up. Sometimes they're just lessons to be learned, and then other times you'll work with a young person, and they're just things that soul's not ready for. You know,
right.
like a 17-year-old, you know, it's, mm-hmm. it's too early for them to be given their purposes in life because part of the being here on this earth plane is to learn to learn through doing, learn our lessons by having to experience.
Right. So not to replace the experience with verbal knowledge, but to live
exactly.
the experience and have it be wisdom. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So where from there did you go?
Mm-hmm. Well, recently, I have incorporated into my sessions Dolores Cannon's quantum healing hypnosis, hypnotherapy. And this is just, I thought I really had it all kind of down pat and was about doing everything I could do, but this was not only does she call it quantum healing, but I felt it was a real quantum jump in my whole ability to help people because
wow.
through her quantum healing, you do a past life, but then you take the person, now this is kind of hard for some people to understand, but it's like you go to the very highest level of the subconscious. If you can kind of picture, we're here on the earth plane, and then we are third and fourth dimension, and hopefully we're getting into the fifth. We hope that we're growing in that direction. And then you go on up, and you have the spirit plane where the guides and angels and all. Well, if you keep going up higher, you get into what is more like universal knowledge and sort of where all things are known and where all healing can occur, because we truly can heal ourselves. If we just know how to do it. We've been told this so much, and we all think, yes, that would be wonderful, but I just don't know how to do it. Well, through Dolores Cannon's work, I'm able to take people up to that very high level of their higher selves, where it's sort of more like not just their own soul, but a group of souls who are able then to answer questions and actually... the individual themselves can do some of their own healing. And so it's very, very exciting. And
wow.
I just feel humbled and grateful that I'm allowed to communicate now with all those beautiful, loving beings every time. I just find it so exciting. But so that's kind of where...
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So you've incorporated that into... does that... It does include the past life, so that's the past life aspect. Does
right.
that also include, and do you work that into, maybe it's individualized from person to person, but do you include the quantum healing hypnotherapy with, at times, the life between lives, or is that a different experience?
Well, it can all be combined. It's a matter of time, is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you can stop at that spirit level. In other words,
mm-hmm.
after you've done the past life, the person then can then go through that past life and that experience and rise on up, and you can stop at the spirit level, which is where the life between lives are, and you could even stop for a while if there was a particular area they were interested in, and then you can go on up higher into this very highest level of the subconscious, or at least that's, I say the word subconscious, hesitantly, because that is the word that Dolores Cannon uses, because that's sort of what she's worked out with them. But for me, when I think about what it is, it's more like your oversoul or your highest
mm-hmm.
of highest selves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's much higher than what we normally think of as the subconscious, but it goes on up to that higher level. So yes, you can do a variety of things based on the individual's needs. And again, the soul is in control. So I can be working with someone fully intentionally to go straight from a past life straight on up to that higher level, and the soul will take us right to the spirit world. Or they'll take us back into this lifetime for something they want that individual to see right now. So
mm-hmm.
again, I'm only the guide, and
mm-hmm.
But that's just such freedom for me, knowing that you, the individual, your soul will decide what it is you need right now.
Well, I mean, that is so beautiful, because it's almost as though the soul and the spirit get the opportunity to help the conscious mind to surrender and trust more, and that the trust truly resides in the soul's ability to self-govern what is the highest and greatest good, if you will, for that individual, not just spirit, but body and being in experience. So it feels like a very big, let's say, step of soul evolution, not only for you as the witness and participator, but also as the individual that is on the journey with you as well. That, let me ask you this, and this might be individualized as well, I'm not sure, mm-hmm. but when the person returns fully to their conscious awareness, do they sustain what they've just experienced, or does it come back to them in segments or in a dream state, or how does that work?
Yeah, usually most people remember the past life fairly clearly. Some don't.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them do not remember much of the oversoul or the higher level of the subconscious. And so that's one reason that we have it on our tape or have it on a CD in this case. But you hit on it also, it does start coming back to them somewhat. And there are times when we're up on that level and I'm communicating with them, however you want to put
mm-hmm.
it, they will be in the midst of working with something, and and due to the fact that you've already been through 2 or 3 hours and you know that it's about time to end the session, if I say something like, will this healing continue or this knowledge continue as they sleep, I often get the answer yes. Or if it's something they really are working on that they need to change in their life, it's going to be difficult if I ask if you, meaning, of course, their
mm-hmm.
higher self, will you continue to work through their everyday life and give them the intuition they need to eat the right food or to put down the cigarette? I mean, I don't get into that a lot, but sometimes that happens to be a real pressing need that the subconscious brings up, you know.
Right.
But it might just be reminding them, you know, helping them to come out of a depression or whatever it might be. And in almost invariably, you will get the answer, yes, we'll continue to work with him or her. That person is sitting there saying it, but the individuals are referring to them as he or she, you know, he or she.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I can only imagine that whether it's conscious or unconscious, whether it's their conscious awareness in their daily life or whether it's really becoming anchored inside of them, that I can only imagine through what you've shared that they might feel more of a connection and less of a disconnect in not only a personal way, but possibly even a universal way, depending upon the issues that you or they took you both on. It also seems like when you speak about the quantum healing hypnotherapy, that to go to that highest level probably also helps to reconnect them or connect them, if you will, in a more, maybe if not in a conscious way, in a feeling way, that maybe the mundane problems or the issues that they were facing that they felt were repetitious or that they couldn't get over, that all of a sudden they're able to have maybe more clarity, more courage, more strength, more insight, and be able to change their lives.
And that's exactly what does happen. And when we're dealing with beings on that level, as you well know, there is total love, total
mm-hmm.
understanding, no judgment.
Mm-hmm.
There's never
mm-hmm.
any judgment. They know what we go through and what we live through on this earth plane. And
mm-hmm.
That's a part of you that is there at all time, right, to be supportive. And sometimes even talents and abilities will come out. You know, suddenly a person will be told that they are really a healer, as an example, and it's not something that they had ever really brought into the conscious mind.
Right, right.
So just about anything really can happen. I had a young man recently whose mother wanted to contact him when we were on that level. She had passed when he was like an adolescent.
Mm.
And I know you and your beautiful work, your intuitive guidance and that you do, that is a very frequent thing. It's not as frequent, but I just was thrilled. I just thought that was very, very beautiful that she wanted to come in and had messages for him, you know.
Oh, so that's so beautiful.
Yeah, you just don't know what's going to happen, but it's always going to be whatever is right, highest and greatest good for that
Absolutely.
Individual.
Absolutely, and it sounds so life-affirming and so affirming as well to the universal continuum that we are all a part of, that whatever, for those listeners who are participating, whatever issue or struggle that you're going through, or whatever you feel owns you or that you have no power over, it really sounds like and feels like you need to get in touch with Elizabeth, because the type of work that she's offering, it feels very much like a freeing work, like it frees the individual, maybe, and even maybe it even takes a certain knot, or where they find a knot in their flow,
right,
where they're not able to get, and just unties it and releases them. And so I want to take the opportunity again to say that my very special guest is Elizabeth Roberts. She is a past life regressionist, a life between life spiritual journey, and also a quantum healing hypnotherapist. And the way to reach her, again, is by email at souljourneys, that is souljourneys@hotmail.com. Again, souljourneys@hotmail.com. And via phone at 503-547-3812. Again, 503-547-3812. And I want to say, what I love about what you do and what you're a part of is that there is no limitation. There's no there's no box around it that says it has to be this, and this has to be the outcome, and this has to be the journey. It's this unfolding beauty, like Mother Nature allowing a garden to spring up where once there were weeds, etc., or where people in humanity just thought, well, that's never going to change, and all of a sudden the landscape reveals differently. And it just, the work you're doing is invaluable, and to do it, I'm talking to the audience out there, to allow yourselves to connect at the level where Elizabeth is willing to show up for you on, with herself and her heart wide open and her knowledge, is I think it's really important as we move forward in the months and the years to come, that we really work with ourselves first and foremost, but alongside somebody that we feel is safe, authentic, real, is doing the work with you, has your best interest at heart, and that it's almost a partnership, if you will, that so many people right now are feeling like they want to follow someone or they want to have it done for them, etc. And it's okay for you to show up for yourself and find that you're the greatest gift of all, and then be celebrated by the individual who is helping you guide yourself, which would be Elizabeth. So let me ask you this, Elizabeth. How does working in this way, how has it enhanced your life, and where do you want to go with this? What do you see for your future?
Well, I guess at this point I just feel so humbled to be able to even do this work. I just hope I can continue to help people through my work. And what is so interesting, it's not all just that highfalutin level evil either. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to know their purpose in life, and you know, it's wonderful to hear you're on the right path, and those things are absolutely beautiful. But that level, you can also ask very practical questions. Some of what you get, Cynthia, when you do readings for people, you know, should I be studying psychology or social work.
Right.
Is it a good idea for me to go on this vacation or this trip? So even though we get the higher level, you also can bring out just the very everyday things, some of the very everyday things that people just, our lives are full of those decisions, and sometimes it's very nice to be able to do that as well.
Well, you know, I have to say, because of that wonderful point you just brought up, what I love and adore about what I call this plane of demonstration, this physical body that we're in with this physical opportunity around us in the physical matter, is really to use the objects and our everyday triumphs, struggles, etc., to help us have a greater sense of community that moves not only physically around us, but for those who aren't feeling community around you, for you to allow yourselves the opportunity to communicate with your guides or work with somebody like Elizabeth to help you feel your universal, I would say, gifts that you were born with, your universal birthright, which is to claim those gifts, whether those gifts are for you personally or for the universe. It's one and the same, meaning that your purpose here on Earth connects to the mass consciousness where we all connect. And if you have a revelation, or you fall back into love with yourself, or you allow a gift to be expressed, that energy is going to be freed into the universe and to all who are awakening to it. So I think what you're saying is spot on, in that this very physical dimension can be a classroom, a teaching tool, and a graduation tool as well.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. As you were talking, it came to mind, too, that often when we go back into a past life, we discover mm-hmm. we have all these wonderful skills and abilities. We've already done these things. They are within us, within our soul, if we can just kind of bring them forward. And I think a lot of it is just knowing, you know, that we truly, and you're right, we're all absolutely wonders, and all things are possible to us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of plugging into it and understanding it and having the faith, and we all, and I think on this earth plane, do have so many struggles in our life that it's hard sometimes just to say, I'm just going to go with the flow. I know I can do this thing. I know it will happen when it's supposed to, and there are many of us that believe that this, and we try our best, but it's hard sometimes, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why people like you, having access to people like you, who, I have to say, every day of your life, I'm sure you have your moments because of your humanity, but I have to say, more so than not, we're all in our humanity. Your presence on the earth is like sunshine. I mean, it's this beautiful, bright light, this positive outlook, and this, I would say, internal fuel of unending, not only hope, but... and I don't mean to put words in your mouth, but I'm expressing mm-hmm. more how I see you, is this bright light, this light worker that truly, when you are with somebody, whether you are talking about social news, working with them, or even just sharing or listening to them, I've never seen anyone so fully present. I mean, Elizabeth is so fully present for the work and for the individual that she is standing with, that is true divine work. So would you say that you feel fully present, or do you feel, what fuels you to be so enthused? Is it, because I feel like you've had it since you were a child, is that correct?
Cynthia, I was having trouble hearing you there at the end.
Oh, okay.
Now,
so my question to you.
Okay, mm-hmm. go ahead.
Can
There's
you hear
like
me
a
now?
Little funny noise that comes in when you talk right now.
Hold on a second. Is that better?
Nope.
Oh, okay. So, Dawn, we're having trouble hearing each other. So
now,
if you can
now I can hear you,
okay.
Cynthia. I'm sorry.
Okay,
Dawn.
Good. No worries. We have some technical difficulties, but we are right back where we should
Maybe
be.
Maybe Spirit is sending us a message of some sort.
Oh, without question. I think it's a parade of celebration that oftentimes Spirit feels so grateful and elated and joyful to be understood as Spirit intended. And so as we touch on Spirit and talk about Spirit within us and through us, I think that Spirit just interjected in a celebration of being heard and seen and felt as it truly resides. So what I asked you was, how is it that, is it the Spirit within you and your connection to the Spirit within you that I feel you've had since you were a child, the ability to always look to the bright side?
Yes, I think I was always one of these little girls that, you know, love to wear lace and bows and ribbons around my waist and in my hair and like to skip and jump and sing and all those. I was just blessed that way. I was just always full of joy. And, you know, life has a way of knocking that a little out of us. But I still think I am very, very fortunate that I have been able to stay in contact with that joy. And I think we all, what a blessing, you know. It's just, you couldn't ask for more than to be able to experience love and joy throughout your life, and even though there've been a lot of adversities along the way, but I just am blessed. I truly am blessed to be able to pretty much see the good in just about everything, and try not to dwell. I try never to dwell on the negative, Cynthia.
Well, you are the blessing. I have to say that you might feel blessed, and in turn, what you give in return, and I see it over and over with you, is that you are the blessing to so many that get to interact with you and meet you. So it's interesting how when we receive and we are able to give, how it returns to us. And it doesn't mean monetarily necessarily or even physical in this dimension. It means energetically and in the vibration of love, that what has kept you flowing in this authentic self of light and of full presence, just absolute full presence, is the energy that you give to others as well. And I can't even imagine how. Actually, I can't imagine how complete and full the presence is when you are working or assisting Spirit and helping another soul reach that place where they need to go. So do you, when you're done with this session, do you feel, I know it feels exciting to you because you shared that with me, do you feel like you have received information regarding your work and what's the next step, or how do you feel after?
Well, I'm
a session?
Just always amazed sometimes at things that come out of my mouth. So I know that I've been blessed to have my guides and angels with me, and yes, mm-hmm. It's very uplifting for me as well, because sometimes you're dealing with something, a real difficult thing that the other person is dealing with, and just suddenly the right things come into your mind, and you just say the right words, and that's just a gift from the divine, and and it is. It's very, very uplifting. And of course, anytime you can help be involved, because we heal ourselves. All these things are that individual is doing for themselves. I'm really just the guide. But what a blessing to be able to be on that end. And some of these journeys too, not only are we talking about healing, but some of them are just fun. Just I get to go on the most wonderful adventures with people as well. I can't see it all, but I get it, you know, I get them to talk about it, so we get it on tape. And I think one of the most important things for all of us is to remember is that every one of us has the spark of divine within us. And I think it's hard sometimes when we see what's going on in our world around us to hold on to the very positive. But within every single person. And of course, within everything, every rock, every flower, every tree, there is the spark of the divine. And if we can stay in touch with that, I guess I'm very much of an optimist as well, but I truly feel that we are awakening and we are heading in the right direction. And this is my part of maybe helping people find their way. And you have your way of working with people. And my daughter has her way. And we put all this together and love each other. I just feel that that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. I could not agree with you more that it begins with love. And the journey is to return to love if you're not already dwelling in love, and then to reintegrate to love in its purest form. So it is truly all about love, and not just the word love, but the equation and the science of love and everything that love feels like, looks like, and sounds like is the purpose of it all. And the movement, I think the fuel that keeps the movement going without question. So let me ask you, before we bring the show to a close, is there anything else that this work has revealed to you or another area that has opened up that you want to offer this work to?
Yes, I had another area that came to me through a little meditation I was doing, that I was to reach out to the transgender community. And so I started working with the transgender population. And that's another very rewarding area for me. And definitely want to reach out to any of the trans population who would also, like for me to work with them to answer some of the questions that they have in their minds. So that's
absolutely.
Yeah, that's another area that I'm also very interested in, but just people in general. Yes.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, even those of us, some people have a harder journey than others, but there's always, mm-hmm. I think, answers and ways to get some sort of resolution, and mine is one of many.
Yes, absolutely. And with that said, yours is one of many, but it is standing on its own in so much light and love. And so I encourage everyone that is contemplating or resonated or felt a connection to anything that was shared in this exchange and this gift of this show is to reach out to Elizabeth. And that is, again, her email is at souljourneys@hotmail.com. And that's S as in Sam, OULJOURNEYS@hotmail.com. Her phone number is 503-547-3812. Again, 503-547-3812. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for being on the show, and I'm always grateful for any time spent with you and for sharing what you have. And I want to let my listeners know to send me feedback at cyns999@gmail.com, and that's again C as in cat, yns999@gmail.com, about not only this show but other shows that you would like to have on. And I would like to invite Elizabeth back so we can explore some more of the divinity that lies within her, around her, and that definitely works through her. Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
Well, it's been my pleasure, and I send great love to you and to all of your audience. That's what we're here for, to love each other. And I do love you, darling.
Thank you. I love you, too. So tune in 2 weeks from now, everybody, for another illuminating dialogue on Awakening Matters. This is Cynthia Sloan, and as always, if it resonates, make it your own.